Have you ever had an idea that, as a parent, seemed good at the moment, but then it turned out to be not so good? I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up the Focus on the Family Parenting Department. And Danny, I remember my second son, when he was about 14, we went hunting in the backcountry of Colorado, and we went down this one four-wheel drive trail. Quickly, it became apparent that it was an ice rink all the way down. And at one point, I had my hands off the wheel, and my four-wheel drive SUV is just following the trail. Mm. And I'm praying, Jesus, just save us.
A lot of prayers.
And we made it. Yeah, we made it to the end. We got down to the bottom, and heart started to kind of come down. And then I realized, we got to go back up. Oh. And that was let's go. But it was a little bit of a disconcerting moment, because there we are in the backcountry. Nobody knows where we are. We're 5-10 miles away from anything. Mm. And we're just down at the bottom of this kind of ravine hidden by trees. Could have been kind of dicey. Mm. Now, I don't know if you've had any death-defying, moments or serious moments, but have you had a good idea as a parent, and then you get kind of halfway through it, and you think, not such a good idea?
John, all the ideas seem great at the moment, right? John, that's what we think. Now, one of them, it's much more on the practical side.
Okay.
I was thinking, hey, let's save some money by making our own kombucha, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I love kombucha.
I do, and you know that my wife
expensive.
Does make her own.
That's right, and she does a great job.
But there are
John.
Some biohazard potentials.
Well, there are. So I got this barrel. And I was thinking, man, it's going to be fancy. Instead of having a jar with that ugly-looking SCOBY there.
Yeah, and you put the cover
on it. Yeah, so I did a barrel that had our name on it. And
like, are we talking a 50-gallon?
No, it was a smaller one, okay. But it looked fancy. It had a temperature thing. I was getting into it, right? And it was so much maintenance, and it was difficult, and you needed to have the right temperature. And with my kids just helping out, it just turned out to be more stress than what it was worth. And so that was, initially I thought it was a fantastic idea. We could do this as a family.
Yeah.
We could have a great time doing this. And we could save some money. And and none of that really happened. And so we gave that up. I've continued buying. But my wife has started making some in jars, a much more simplified way than what I had thought
was a
good idea.
And it's not a family memory where everybody kicks in. It's
correct.
Like the yard project. Hey, let's all do this.
That's
and
right.
Then you find yourself, I'm the only one.
Yes.
Well, let's go ahead and hear a conversation that Focus President Jim Daly and I had with Ashley Willis. She brought up a time where one of her ideas became a pretty funny story.
Keeping that trend of the boat metaphor, you had a kayak story in the book that was, I mean, first of all, it's hilarious, but you start it. I'm going to jump in and say something. You go ahead.
Sure. All right. Well, when I was pregnant with our fourth boy, I was about 30 weeks pregnant. So I had, two elementary schoolers at the time, and I think our third was probably 2 or 3 years old. I decided it was a good idea for us to go and do this big kayak trip.
Here's the interruption. What were you thinking?
Oh my gosh, Jim, I don't know.
30 weeks pregnant?
Yes.
What were you, was this like a pregnant thing?
It was a pregnant thing.
Did you go,
thing.
Oh, let's go for this kayak?
It really was.
Well, how did you even comfortably get in the thing?
I don't even know. Like, I look back on this because I had to have on, a vest and everything. And I'm like, how did this even happen? But we were on a little family stroll by the Savannah River in our town of Augusta, Georgia. And I'd always wanted to do the kayaks. And I saw them and I had that pregnancy brain moment. And I was like, this is the moment. It's a beautiful day. It's not too hot. Let's do this. And my sweet husband looked at me probably like I was crazy, but was like, if you're in for it, I guess I am too. So we proceed to go on this kayak trip. And as you can imagine, we have two separate kayaks. Dave's, in one kayak with two kids. And I think I'm in one with our toddler. And our toddler...
Make it even better.
No, it is insane. So our toddler starts being just nuts. Like, he's moving the kayak. And I, of course, don't have the mobility that I would usually have because I'm 30 weeks pregnant. And so we are almost tipping. And I'm very calmly trying to tell him to stop. But then I'm all out. Like, I get to the point where I'm yelling and I'm like, stop it. We're going to tip. And he didn't know how to swim. And I didn't know what my buoyancy was going to be like. And I notice out of the corner of my eye, and Dave and I too are trying to communicate, from kayak to kayak down this river. I notice this young couple, young married couple, just strolling and looking at us like gawking, like, what's going on with that crazy mom?
Is that our future?
Seriously, I told Dave, I said, we were birth control that day. Like, we legit were birth control. And they're just gawking at us, like, what is going on? And we made it, and it ended up that it was so bad with the toddler at the time, because he just, you know, he was just,
sure,
just being a toddler. Exactly. So Dave tethered our kayaks together, and he alone, with our older boys, he was just the man in that moment, he was. But he, with our older boys' help, kind of like just got us to the finish line. And then a bus with the kayak company came to get us, because I'm like, there is no way we're going back. I mean, it was just,
yeah,
it was nuts. And I think, you know, one lesson I learned is you have to set yourself up to win. Like, you don't set yourself up to fail. And I think, again, I wasn't looking at what was really required to do this 2-hour kayak trek. But also, I just learned in that moment, too, just how that is really a metaphor for a lot of the gears of raising kids.
Yeah.
Because it is so topsy-turvy, and they don't always cooperate. And, you know, you can have the best laid plans, and they don't go your way. But what I was trying to do kind of in those years of studying peace and trying to really be the best mom I could be was, like, how do I have good, healthy expectations, but also when it doesn't go my way, how can I still appreciate this gift of motherhood? Because I want to appreciate it. I want to just relish these years because they go by so fast.
Well, and there's so much in there. When you talk about that attitude that, you know, when the chaos comes, when the toddler's doing whatever that toddler's going to do,
yes,
how do you keep your composure is right. Number one. I mean, I would have loved to have seen the videotape of that scene, you yelling at your toddler.
Oh, yeah.
Stay in the boat. You don't know how to swim. I mean, that'd be pretty funny. But, you know, that's part of it. It has to be just that idea of composure. And, you know, unfortunately, it's interesting. It usually comes with years and maturity, right?
Yes.
And Gene and I are older parents, and I'm kind of glad we did that. You know, it really wasn't planned that way, but it happened.
Right.
And I think we had a little more patience because of that.
Denny, there are rule followers in life. I'm one of them, typically, although I like bending the rules sometimes. So Ashley's story is a reminder that we can't control how our kids are going to react to uncomfortable situations. So speak to her statement about keeping a good attitude, even when things are going just terribly wrong.
Yeah, really, it's important to just take a deep breath and to gain perspective. You have to regain perspective in those moments, because those happen a lot as parents. With certain kids, you have more of those moments where you don't know what you're going to get. And I'm thinking of kids that have been diagnosed with ADHD, or maybe you have a mood disorder child, or you just have a young child that is into everything, and things just don't turn out the way you expected or hoped that they would go. And pause for a moment and figure out, what is it that I want to teach this child as they're growing older? How can I connect best with this child here? And find joy in those moments. It's a lot of times it's our own personal struggles with not sleeping enough, maybe not having eaten enough that day. There's a momentum inside, and the child is just being human in that moment and curious, or trying to communicate something through their emotions. Mm-hmm. And as a parent, we're reacting to that. So take a deep breath and gain perspective, because it's just a moment, but that moment could be really, really key. Now, John, I've shared before the moment where my daughter and her friend accidentally melted a crock pot on the stovetop burner.
Yes, yes.
I was writing a paper, very inconvenient. I walked in, and that's when I took that deep breath. It could have gone either way. I did do well, but it could have gone another way as well. I had tons of thought bubbles. I went over to the window, got some water from the sink, and just stared out the window with my back to the girls as I processed what was happening. And I watched my brain just running out in the backyard, just picturing it going, I need to catch that brain and figure out, what do I do that would be meaningful in this moment? So then drank the whole cup of water, and I turned around, my daughter, eyes wide open, staring at me, trying to figure out what is about to happen. And I could tell in her face, her communication, she already felt bad. And I needed to enter that space intentionally rather than accidentally. Yeah. And so then I said, hey, let's take some pictures. You guys did an amazing job with this art piece. I've never seen the inside of a crock pot. Now, you guys get to clean this up, but thank you for opening that up so that I could see what it looks like inside of a crock pot.
What a presence of mind you had there, to react.
Took a pause
yeah.
for a while
yeah.
in order
That's
to get
That's what I'm saying
there.
Is right. You realized there's a road here as a parent. I can lean into it, or I can ignore it, or I can blow up at it.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you handled, you took the better path.
That moment was a good moment, yeah. And we remember it with smiles. We've looked at the picture a few times of that art piece that they created.
All right, so there's encouragement. It's not like we do this perfectly all the time. It's just that God gives us opportunities, and we want to encourage you as a parent to lean into the opportunity and to respond well. So if you're wanting more peace of mind as a parent, just generally, if you want to have the ideas of how to respond well before you need to, then get a copy of this book by Ashley Willis, Peace Pirates, Conquering the Beliefs and Behaviors That Steal Your Treasure in Motherhood. We have that available for a monthly pledge or a one-time contribution of any amount to Focus on the Family today. Check the show notes for the link to donate and to get your copy. We also have a fantastic article on our website. It's called Stages of Motherhood. And whether you have little kids or preteens or teenagers, there's something to encourage you in this article. It's free, and we're going to have the link in the episode notes. Ashley will be back next time to address something she calls mommy martyrdom. I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.